The following is a presentation of Regional Radio Sports.
There's no eye on team, but my eyes on winning. Yeah. I'ma drive the lane until the time it says finish. Yeah. I won't tone it down now, even for a minute. Yeah. I'm working like a champion until they say he did it.
On the far side, Brandon Wagner with it. Going for the record. Got him!
Michael Brewer for the triple. Splash from downtown for Michael Brewer. The Hawks take a 13-3 lead.
Pass into the post for Reed. Turnaround shot no good. Gets her own rebound. The putback and the foul.
From the Parkland to Jefferson County and beyond, Regional Radio is your home for the most in-depth sports coverage on the hardwood.
Lines up at the top of the key. Hammond goes the other way to Huber. Right wing three. That's good.
Pushing in transition now. Shot is up. Banked in off the glass by Jen Edding.
And the Hillsboro Hawks are Class 4 District 2 champions.
Follow along on Twitter at MIMOInfoSports and at KJF Sports.
Legs Equipment, proud supporter of high school sports with the award-winning team at KTJJ, KREI, KJFF, and MyMoInfo.com.
The Fleegs Equipment pregame show on Regional Radio and MyMoInfo.com.
We now send it courtside for the Fleegs Equipment pregame show with the Regional Radio sports team.
Well, it's getting a little warmer outside, but it's about to get really hot inside the Bunker School Gymnasium. Matt Greenwood, Andy Humphrey on site in Bunker, Missouri, as we've got championship basketball for you this evening on J98. First up, girls, South Iron and Clearwater. Both teams coming off impressive semifinal victories. Clearwater had to edge one out a one-point victory over Viburnum, 55-54. They escaped the Blue Jays, and South Iron making it pretty easy over Lesterville, 70-53. Yesterday. So back-to-back days with games to be played, and we're looking forward to a great championship here from Bunker Gymnasium. All right, so we're going to step aside for 1 minute, and when we come back, we're going to do a quick little keys to the game, keys to victory for both these sides, and then we'll introduce to you the starting lineups. Should be a fantastic game tonight. The team that won this tournament last year did not participate this year, the Van Buren Bulldogs, so that they are not standing in the way of South Iron and a championship, and they are not standing in the way of Clearwater and a championship either. So, again, we'll step aside for 1 minute. When we come back, we got your keys to victory for both South Iron and Clearwater. It's the Black River League Tournament Championships on J98.
McCormick and Ellington Telecom wish our area athletes the best of luck during this year's Black River League tournament. McCormick is your technology resource. Their staff is ready to assist you with business communications, IP-based solutions, fiber connectivity, computer networking, and more. Contact McCormick today. And good luck to the Ellington Whippets. From McCormick, your hometown connection. That's McCormick, your hometown connection.
Home Service Oil has been the fuel delivery leader in our area for over 8 decades. Home Service Oil on-site delivery is made to homes, farms, construction sites, and for commercial accounts for both fleet and agricultural fueling and so much more. Call Home Service Oil today at 1-800-467-5044 or log on to hsoil.com for more information. Home Service Oil, delivering more since 1930. Call 1-800-467-5044.
Start with the best. This is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss, and I'm proud to give you the starting lineups.
We are certainly proud to give you this lineups as the South Iron Lady Panthers and Clearwater Tigers getting ready for battle in the Black River League Championship. All right, so let's go ahead and start with the Clearwater Tigers starting five. We'll begin with number 3, Cheyenne Burton, the 5'5" senior. And next to her on the starting lineup list is Rachel Rowald. She sports number 11. And number 12 is Hallie Gooch, a senior. Number 14 is Brittany Adams, also a senior. And then we've also got Grace Peppers, a freshman. And now we've got the national anthem. So we'll step aside for 90 seconds. When we come back, we'll finish up the Eric Schweiss State Farm starting lineups after this break.
Your time is precious. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, you can quickly check balances, make payments, transfer funds, and more. All from your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Which leaves you with more time to do the things you want. Manage your money with your fingertips. With online and mobile banking from Bloomsdale Bank, connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
Are you in need of print solutions? The UPS Store in Festus offers a full range of print and finishing services for small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and individuals. We offer the lowest copy prices in the area. Black and white copies are 6 cents and color copies are 36 cents on letter-sized paper. Just remember 636. Count on the UPS Store in Festus for quality print and finishing solutions with professional results. That's the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza.
Matt Greenwood, Andy Humphrey, Bunker High School, Black River League Championship, just a moment away. Starting lineups are being announced right now. And let's, for those of you that might have missed the Clearwater starting five, it's Cheyenne Burton, Hallie Gooch, Brittany Adams, Rachel Rowald, and Hannah Johnson. For the South Iron Lady Panthers, you've got Michaela Ayers, Ashley Micken, as well as Jada Brooks, Callie Miller, and Dara Miller. So we're a little bit early. We were anticipating a 6 o'clock start. It's 5:47, and you know what? We're going to play basketball no matter what time it is. So here we go. This is going to be a good fun ride as Jada Brooks ready to tip off at center court on the Bunker Eagle logo. Standing on the other side is number 11, Rachel Rowald. Tip off is won by the Panthers, and the Black River League Championship is on the line. Here we go. And Micken will start it off with a near side three ball, and that is nothing but the bottom of the net for Ashley Micken. And she put South Iron on the board early, and they're going to develop a full court press, are the Panthers. Clearwater still with the ball in the backcourt from left to right. They just get into the front court. Ball in the hands on the far side for Gooch. Gooch with Micken on her goes left. Dishes out to the wing, and on that wing pass by Rorald, it is tipped away and stolen by South Iron. Quickly the other way, Ayers had the ball knocked out from behind over into Micken in the far corner, and all the way up top to Dara Miller. Miller back to Micken. Micken trying to get hot early on, and that three ball from the wing rattles out. And Clearwater gets the defensive rebound. Crossing the timeline with a left-hand dribble is Burton, comes near side wing for Brittany Adams. Back over to Burton. Burton draws a double on the wing. Dribbles out of it. Now picked up by Micken. Only picks up a dribble. Cross-court pass. Back over to Brittany Adams. Adams slings one to the baseline. And a drive there by Burton. And she traveled before contact was made by Jada Brooks. So a turnover on the travel by Cheyenne Burton. And South Iron with 6:40 to play has a 3-0 lead. Left wide open 4-3 is Dara Miller, but she's not going to shoot that. Instead goes down low to Jada Brooks, middle of the paint, kicks it out to Ayers. Ayers back over to Dara Miller, who drives baseline and is able to find Jada Brooks on the low block for an easy two there. 5-0 South Iron with the lead. Scramble for a loose ball on the floor on the far side, and a tie-up will be called. It will remain Clearwater basketball.
Yeah, good penetration by Dara Miller to find the soft spot in the zone, and that forces the center person in that defense for Clearwater to step up, and that left Jada Brooks right open at the low block.
An inbound for Clearwater, operating the left side of the floor, out of the corner, a bounce pass by Gooch up top to Burton. Burton at the volleyball line goes back to her left to Gooch. Gooch throws a pass down low to the free throw line, tipped away by the Panthers. Back-to-back possessions with turnovers for Clearwater. And a nice step through by Ashley Micken. Called for traveling, however, but looked pretty clean, and she throws up the arms. Not sure why that call was made. Coach Graves talking to the official who didn't make the call about the travel being called. It was a nice step through between a double of Clearwater, but apparently too many steps for Micken. So a turnover by South Iron. That's their first. They lead 5-0. 5:40 to play in this first quarter. Skipping a pass to the top of the key. Burton has it, and a three ball will rattle off the front of the rim. Rebound to Callie Miller. She gets it to Ayers, who crosses the timeline with a left-hand dribble back over to the right and comes to the right side of the, or to the near side of the floor, to Dara Miller. Miller back to Ayers. Ayers to Micken on her right side. Micken down low to Brooks, has no post-up position, and goes up top to Callie Miller. Her long two is short. Chased down by Dara Miller. Miller from the baseline, 12 feet. That's too strong. Loose ball, and who do we have touching it last? Last touch by number 12, Hallie Gooch. Clearwater running six deep last night in their semifinal win over Viburnum. South Iron will run about eight or nine deep, depending on the health status of their starting five. Here's Micken for South Iron with a 5-0 lead. 5-minute mark of the first quarter over to Ayers. Dribbles across the stripe. Puts up a floater from the left mid-block. Missed it. Gets her own rebound and the putback from the baseline. Michaela Ayers, her mid-range game on point early on. Three different scores for the Panthers. Up 7-0 in this first quarter.
Yeah, if Ayers can hit from that spot, she really can be lethal. She showed that last night against the semifinal round in Lesterville.
Hannah Johnson, a crazy shot. She was right next to the bucket, but skied one high off the backboard. South Iron came the other way in a pass behind Michaela Ayers. She's forced to reach back, and a reach and foul will be called on against her as Rowald almost had the steal for Clearwater. 4:29 to go in this first quarter in the Black River League Girls Championship, where South Iron was last year, lost to Van Buren 39-33, different opponent this year. And for South Iron and Coach Graves, hoping for a different result as well. Here's a three ball from the near side wing. A high rainbow three from Rowald. No good. Fight for the rebound. Middle of the paint. Two Panthers, one Tiger go to the court. And I believe we're going to have a foul on the Tigers. So number 11, Rowald, who missed the three ball, picks up the foul. And we have a substitution for the Panthers. Hannah Alexander checking in for Michaela Ayers. No, for Riley Masters, beg your pardon. Ayers swings one to the near side for Micken. Micken back up top to Ayers, who takes a three ball she's not used to taking. It rolled off the side of the rim and the rebound to the Tigers. Micken playing one versus three on defense. Nearly comes away with a steal, but Clearwater able to get out of the backcourt to the front court quickly. Left-hand shot on the run. Cheyenne Burton short, but she was hit on the elbow. So we are 4 minutes and 10 seconds into this girls championship in the Black River League tournament, and for the first time tonight, the Tigers look like they have a good chance of getting on the board. Cheyenne Burton floats one up there and in, and so the Tigers do not have to fear the shutout. They trail 7-1 with 3:50 to play in the first quarter. Second free throw, no good. Fight for the rebound. Tipped up a couple times and reeled in by Jada Brooks. Brooks to her point guard, Ayers, or to Micken, rather. Micken crosses the timeline and just shovels one to Ayers. Ayers from right to left goes to Alexander. Back to Ayers, right side of the floor. Micken hit the first bucket of the game with three ball from the wing. She looks for another shot. Jada Brooks finds Micken. Micken launches it up from the right side of the floor. She's got another. Ashley Micken with six first quarter points, 10-1. The Panthers in the lead. Crossing the timeline, Burton with a left-hand dribble. Picks up a double at the volleyball line. Forced to give it up. Bounce pass to her left for Grace Peppers. Peppers down low to Rowald. Her shot missed from about 8 feet out. Here's Ayers the other way, operating the right side of the floor. Bounce pass Micken. Three ball from the wing. Short. Jada Brooks among three. Clearwater Tigers brings it in. Puts it back up. No good. But she will toe the line for two. Jada Brooks, a monster on the boards, and you look at the height of the Clearwater team. Tallest player, Brittany Adams, at 5'9". So down low, rebounding going to be tough for them, Andy.
I mean, it is. And Jada Brooks, you know, having the starter minutes now, again, she's fighting the flu over the last week or so. Didn't start yesterday, but still provided a lot of spark off the bench with 11 points and had her same prowess on the rebounding side of things as well as she tries to get back into the groove.
Brooks misses both free throws. The second one off the back iron. Clearwater gets the board, and they're up the floor. Rowald, line drive pass to the middle part of the paint down low, and a friendly roll off the front lip for Hallie Gooch. Clearwater looking for a little bit of a run here as they trail 10-3 with 2.5 to play. Ayers from the right elbow. That's her spot. And she hits from 10 feet. Ayers with 4 in the first. 12-3. South Iron back up on top, settling into a 1-2-2 zone, it looks like. Now it's looking more like a, I don't know, what is that, a 1-1-3 maybe? A 1-2-2?
Maybe a matchup zone.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Both wings are open for Clearwater if they want them. Here's Rowald on the near side wing as Clearwater operates left to right. A pass stolen by Hannah Alexander, middle part of the paint. Now ball into the front court. Ayers, top of the key. Picked up her dribble. Comes left side Alexander. Alexander a lefty with a left hip pass back over to Ayers. Ayers will take her time. Is now Clearwater settling in to what looks to be a matchup zone as well. Here's Jada Brooks on the post, right side of the floor, goes underneath the basket, kicks it to Ayers, 3 ball from the left side, no good. And Micken there to try to swat it away from the Tigers, can't do so. Rebound will go to number 12, and that is Hallie Gooch. Gooch with 2 points to lead all Tigers in scoring. Here's Cheyenne Burton just inside the stripe, middle part of the floor, drives left side of the base, of the paint rather, and floats one up and in.
That's tough with the left hand for Burton, but she was able to fight through a couple of defenders and get that one to go. Tough shot.
65 seconds left in the first quarter. 12-5 Panthers with the ball operating right to left. Micken, lob pass down low. Miller, stuck underneath the basket. Kicks it out to Michaela Ayers, and Ayers makes the Tiger defense pay for losing her on the floor. And they're actually going to call that a 2-ball, which is more of Ayers' alley. It's 14-5 with 45 to play. South Iron with the lead. Clearwater looking to answer. That one high off the glass. No good by Grace Peppers, the freshman. And off the backboard, Ayers brings the ball up the floor. Dribbles behind the back. Crosses the timeline. Quick pass to Micken on the right wing. No one picked her up, and she makes him pay 3 for 3. Or 3 for 4, rather, for Ashley Micken from beyond the arc. She's got 9 in the first. 17-5. 20 seconds to go. 7-foot shot from straight away, no good. Burton, rebound Panthers. 12 seconds on the clock. Ayers will settle things down, surveys the floor, looks to her right, decides to drive right side of the paint, puts up a shot, is going to be fouled as she airballed the runner from the right side. And let's see who the foul is going to go against. A pair of arms reaching in. It's going to be number 3, Cheyenne Burton. That's her first. Free throw. Ayers almost jumped on that free throw. Goes right to her tippy toes. Does Ayers to knock home that first free throw. Ayers and Micken in a battle for leading scorers in this game. Micken 9, Ayers with 7. She'll stay at 7. She misses the free throw off the back iron, and an over the back call going to go against Hannah Alexander as Hannah Johnson had position on her down low for the rebound. And it's the Tigers' ball with 5.5 ticks left and an 18-5 deficit. Operating left to right. Clock does not start. They had about an extra second. Did Clearwater into the front court. Johnson on the run from the right side of the floor. Missed it at the buzzer. And that's how we'll end the first quarter. So it should have been 5.5. It was more like 6.5, 7 seconds. But Clearwater still unable to get on the to put up points before the end of the quarter. 18-5, your score. South Iron leads after 1. You're listening to the Black River League Championship on J98.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Hi, this is State Farm Agent Eric Schweiss. I can help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with me handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call me today, Eric Schweiss, State Farm Agent, at 573-760-1000 and get to a better state with State Farm.
Where do you stop when you're in Ellington? Ozark Hills Self-Service is the perfect stop for all your fuel needs. They're open Monday through Saturday. Ozark Hills Self-Service is also a great place to fill up on great food. Try their smoke aroma barbecue, ribs, pulled pork, and pork steaks. Also, the best cheeseburgers around. Hunt's Brothers Pizza, too. The best pizza by far and more. Ozark Hills Self-Service on 2nd Street in Ellington, Missouri. Visit them today.
Back at the Mineral Area College broadcast, Booth Matt Greenwood alongside me, Andy Humphrey, Black River League Girls Championship on J98. A very good first quarter for the Panthers. They lead 18-5 as they continue to operate from right to left in this first half. Left side of the floor, Alexander. Lob pass cross court to Micken from the right wing. Decides to drive. Puts a shot up over two Tiger defenders, but it's a little too strong. And the rebound to Rachel Rowald, who is slow to come up the floor. Trailing behind Cheyenne Burton. Burton at the volleyball attacking line with a left-hand dribble. Switches to the right. Back over to left. Picks it up as Ayers defends her deep beyond the perimeter. Burton over to Rowald. Here's a jumper from Rowald on the elbow. And she misses that one. Had an official standing in our way. Took a second to find out who took that shot. Micken with the ball now for South Iron. Fakes a shot. Drives. Kicks it all the way to the left side to Ayers, who dribbles back over in the direction of Micken, which is right in front of the Tiger bench on the far side of the floor. Micken will dribble it to the middle part of the floor. Goes back right side. Ayers trying to post up down low. Dara Miller. Ayers instead goes to Alexander, who nearly lost that one to the timeline, gets it back, goes to Micken, Micken to Miller. Miller, a nice entry pass down low over the head of the Tiger defenders to Riley Masters, who can't control it and puts up an uncontrolled shot. Here's Cheyenne Burton the other way for the Tigers, tripped up from behind. I believe that is Hannah Alexander, who will pick up the foul, and that is indeed going to be the case. Second personal for Hannah Alexander. Four team fouls for the Panthers. Inbound to Burton. Tigers trailing by 13. Burton baseline bounce pass to Rowald, who is blocked from behind. Riley Masters with the long arms, able to stuff it. Recovers, gets it to Ayers. Ayers from right to left, crosses a timeline to Micken near side wing three. No good. Rebound, Riley Masters. Masters finds Ayers. Ayers short arms the mid-range floater. Loose ball. And I think it was kicked out of bounds by Ayers along the sideline. And so Clearwater will get possession. It's Micken, Alexander, Dara Miller, Michaela Ayers, and Riley Masters on the floor for the Panthers. Cheyenne Burton with 3 points for Clearwater, controlling the basketball. Lost it for a second. Went down to the floor with two Panthers. Tie-up is called, and possession arrow favors Clearwater. And we've got a new participant into the game for the Clearwater Tigers. It is number 24, Shelly Warren. On the inbound, kicked by Dara Miller. So Clearwater going with a seven-woman rotation, I should say, in this championship here on J98. On the inbound, the baseline J from Rowald is too strong, and Michaela Ayers comes down with the board for the Panthers. Operating right to left is South Iron, up 18-5. No one has scored here in the second quarter. We're 5:43 remaining. Ayers picked up her dribble about 12 feet away from the basket, bounces a pass down low to Dara Miller, who on the turn loses it out of bounds. And Jada Brooks, a tough rebounder and gritty post player for South Iron, comes into the game. Angel Hampton will also check in for the Panthers, along with Callie Miller as the star. Ashley Micken of this team is going to take a breather, as well as Hannah Alexander. Riley Masters gets a breather as well. She had a good minute and a half with a block and a couple of rebounds. So here's Clearwater with the ball, 5:20 to play in this second quarter. Black River League Championship girls side on J98. A block shot from 8 feet out, and then a loose ball picked up by Clearwater. Put back try, no good. Ayers wants to run the floor with it for South Iron. High off the window. It's in, and the foul. Typical Michaela Ayers on the fast break. Fearless drives right to the bucket, takes on defenders, puts up a tough shot as she faded towards the sideline and still gets it to go. Michaela Ayers, super tough to defend. Floats up the free throw, and the and one is converted. Ayers 2 of 3 from the line. She's got 10 on the evening. It's 21-5 South Iron. So 10 points for Michaela Ayers. That stat brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Bloomsdale Bank connected to our customers since 1914. Clearwater maintains possession as they nearly lost it out of bounds or lost it in the backcourt. They save it, they bounce it down low, and an errant pass. I believe that was Brittany Adams who was looking down low for Shelly Warren. So a turnover by the Tigers. Quickly the other way, South Iron. Bounce pass to her left. Ayers missed baseline jumper. Dara Miller put back try. Jada Brooks. So an offensive board for Brooks and the putback, and South Iron is in charge. 23-5 with 4:20 to play in the second quarter. Turnaround at 10-footer from straightaway. No good by Gooch. Rebound Ayers pushes the pace. Lobs it up towards Dara Miller, who missed it on the run. Rebound Jada Brooks. Another offensive board and another putback for Jada Brooks. And what do we have here? We've got a timeout. Clearwater 25-5, the South Iron Panthers pushing down the throats of the Clearwater Tigers with 4:05 to play. It's going to be, well, we don't know how long of a timeout it's going to be. It looks like it's going to be 30-second timeout. Either way, timeouts are brought to you by the Soap Lady Cleaning Products. Don't waste another penny on soap products. Call the Soap Lady today. It looks like it's a 30-second timeout, so we'll go ahead and keep it here and thank some more of our sponsors, especially those that are sponsoring the Black River League tournament specifically, and those are Ozark Hills Self-Service in Ellington, Clearwater R1 School District in Piedmont, Lesterville R4 School District in Lesterville, Schultz New Beginnings in Bunker, South Iron R1 School District in Annapolis, the City of Bunker in Bunker, Medical Center Pharmacy in Piedmont, and McCormick Ellington Telecom in Ellington. So all of those sponsoring specifically the Black River League tournament, certainly thank them for the attention. Under four to play, Clearwater with the ball. Nice, quick little design play out of the timeout. They went Cheyenne Burton to the middle of the floor at the charity stripe for Hallie Gooch, and she puts one up and in for the first 2 points of the second quarter for the Tigers. They trail 25-7. Baseline drive, stopping, and then dropping in a nice dime, Dara Miller. Down low to Jada Brooks for the easy two. And Brooks with 6 quick points since checking back into the game about 2.5 minutes ago. And an uncontrolled jumper from the near side of the floor by Shelly Warren. Missed everything. And I think the players were anticipating the ball coming off a piece of the rim. It did not. It came off of a knee of Angel Hampton. And Clearwater gets possession. An elbow jumper is no good by Hallie Gooch. Jada Brooks skies for the rebound. Gets it to Angel Hampton. She tries her luck from the right side of the floor. That's no good. And Jada Brooks another rebound to Ayers. Top of the key. Swings it left side. Dara Miller, 3-ball, will bounce twice off the side of the rim and then up above the backboard. Right on that cushion at the top of the board. And that is an automatic out-of-bounds play. With 3:03 to go in this second quarter, 27-7. Clearwater trails. They have the ball, pushing it left to right. Cheyenne Burton, left-hand dribble in front of the attacking line. Middle of the floor, drives left side of the paint. Double-teamed as she stopped, and traveling is going to be called on Cheyenne Burton. Jada Brooks and Dara Miller clamping down on defense, and those two girls are hard to move, especially if you're Cheyenne Burton, who is not that big herself, only about 5'6". The other two girls, much taller, much bigger. Here's Angel Hampton on the near side of the floor. Goes down low to Masters as some role players getting some time on. Hampton misses from three. Rebound at Jada Brooks. Who else? Jada Brooks is on fire down low. She's got 3 offensive boards and 3 easy putbacks in the last 3 minutes. 29-7 South Iron. Steele, middle part of the floor. Micken quickly up ahead. 2-on-1. Goes and takes it herself. Misses with a right hand. But you might have heard a whistle because there was a foul by Brittany Adams. Micken hit the deck pretty good. Not showing any signs of discomfort after that hard fall. So she'll toe the line for two free throws. First one up and through. And Micken, who had three threes in the first quarter, gets her first point of the second quarter. South Iron, the first team to 30. Second free throw, also good, Ashley Micken. She's got 11. 31-7 South Iron. Clearwater, three ball, near side wing. Off the back iron, no good from Brittany Adams. And a loose ball foul and over the back, I believe, is going to go against the Tigers. It will, and it's going to go against number three, Cheyenne Burton. That'll be her second. The bigger part, that'll be her third. 16 fouls of four Clearwater. Next one puts South Iron on the line for a 1-1 bonus. 2-3 zone for the Tigers as Micken steps into her dribble, picks it up, and goes left side. Alexander up top to Dara Miller. Dara Miller back to her right side from Micken. Micken dribbles to the middle of the floor, spins away from a double team, goes back right side, floater from the baseline, no good. Fight for the rebound. Hannah Alexander down low with Jada Brooks. And Jada Brooks came away with it and gets called for traveling. Not much Jada Brooks could do about that. Anytime you scramble on the floor, sometimes you get knocked off balance by a few bodies and you can't help but shuffle your feet. But it's a turnover that South Iron can live with the great hustle on the loose ball. 90 seconds to go in the second quarter. Baseline jumper, no good from Grace Peppers, the freshman guard. And two Panthers go down to the court with it, and they win possession on the tie-up. 1:27 left in this second quarter. South Iron looking for a Black River League championship to add to the trophy case for this year. Micken. Just inside the arc. Goes to Dara Miller, right side of the floor, who dribbles it to the middle part of the floor. Back over right side to Micken. South Iron moving right to left. Double team at the top of the key for Micken. Lobs it down low to Masters. And Masters with a quick turnaround. Touch pass down low to Jada Brooks on the right block. And Jada Brooks is good from that distance. 10 second quarter points for Jada Brooks. 12 on the night to lead all scorers. 33-7 South Iron. 12-foot jumper from just inside the right wing. Rattles out for Grace Peppers. Micken runs the floor. Draws a double. Picked up her dribble. Comes to Dara Miller, still operating right side of the floor. They go to Masters, middle part of the floor at the stripe. Lob pass down low to Brooks. Fights off her defender with a couple of swinging elbows. Legal swinging elbows. And she was able to knock Rachel Rowald off of her just for a second. Put up a shot. Did not make it, but did get fouled. Jada Brooks, again to the free throw line. She's 0 for 2. Make it 1 for 3. Nine second quarter points for Jada Brooks. I beg your pardon, 11. Make that 12. 12 second quarter points for Jada Brooks. 14 on the night. That stat brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. 30 seconds to go. Entry pass to the paint. Is tipped away by South Iron, going to the floor and recovering it. Alexander gets it to Brooks, who turns around, finds Micken. Micken dribbles the ball up the middle of the floor, crosses the timeline with a right-hand dribble, and goes to her left for Jada Brooks, or for Dara Miller, rather. Dara Miller to Masters. 12 seconds to go. South Iron to settle for the final shot. And an offensive foul. A moving screen. Riley Masters passed it off to Dara Miller and then moved into the defender, and that is illegal. And so with 8 seconds to go, Clearwater a chance to get the last points as they trail 35-7 of this first half. Baseline jumper, Grace Peppers, too strong. Push off on the offensive rebound try, Rachel Rowald, and she picks up a cheap foul with 1.2 seconds left. That's 18 fouls now on Clearwater. And so South Iron will end the first half in the 1-1 bonus. And let's see who's taking the free throws. It's going to be Dara Miller. Miller, a quiet night in terms of points, but in terms of her effect down low defensively, it's been spot on. Front end of the 1-1 dances home for Dara Miller. Be sure to stick around for the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. We'll recap the first half highlights and give you point totals as well. Second free throw, no good. Offensive rebound, Darren Miller got it back, put it up off the glass and in, but clearly the buzzer had sounded before the shot. South Iron, an 18-5 lead at the end of one quarter, and they make it even worse and tougher for the Clearwater Tigers, 36-7. As South Iron doubles up their first quarter total, and it's 36-7 at the break. So the South Iron Panthers looking like they're going to be Black River League champions, but we still got another 16 minutes to go. We'll step aside for 2 minutes, give me a chance to calculate the point totals. Midwest Sports Center halftime show again, South Iron 36-7.
Bowles Tractor and Equipment is a family-owned and operated tractor, implement, lawnmower, and parts business that wants the opportunity to earn your business. Hi, I'm Hannah Cole. Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington has everything you need to maintain your lawn or farm. My family works hard to work for you with quality brands like LS and Bad Boy. We have a tractor, mower, or implement that fits your needs. So come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment just off Highway 32 in Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with Cole's Tractor and Equipment.
The Lesterville School District would like to take this opportunity to wish the Lesterville Bearcats basketball teams the best of luck in this year's Black River League basketball tournaments. You're a great team and have proven that you have what it takes to be winners. Everyone at the Lesterville School District is proud of the Bearcats basketball teams and their coaches. Good luck in the tournament, and most importantly, have a lot of fun. This message brought to you by Lesterville Schools.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Yeah. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Missouri Highlands Healthcare. Healthcare you can feel good about. Hi, I'm Heather Ray with Missouri Highlands. Our clinics are committed to meeting the primary and preventative care needs of the residents of Carter, Reynolds, Shannon, Iron, Ripley, Butler, and Wayne counties. At Missouri Highlands, we serve patients regardless of the insurance status, and with our sliding fee scale, your costs are based solely upon your ability to pay. And it's right here at Missouri Highlands Healthcare. Visit www.mohi.org for a clinic near you.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Legendary care. Those are words used to describe Dr. Melanie Hampton, our board-certified pediatrician at Hickory Plaza Comprehensive Health Center in Hillsboro.
She was my son's pediatrician. He had everything from ear infections to skin rashes to asthma. Today, he's over 6 foot tall and strong as a horse.
Dr. Hampton is now accepting new patients at our Hillsboro facility. Call us at 1-877-COMTREE to make an appointment with Dr. Melanie Hampton. That number again is 1-877-COMTREE.
Schultz New Beginnings in Bunker is proud to be a part of the Reynolds County community. They provide the very best in-home direct care service. Schultz New Beginnings is in association with the Department of Mental Health Developmental Disabilities In-Home Services, the Veterans Administration, and they also provide services for the Bureau of Special Health Care Needs for Children. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 until 4 or by appointment. Schultz New Beginnings in Bunker. Call 573-689-2799.
The entire faculty and staff of the South Iron School District would like to take this time to wish the South Iron Panthers the best of luck this season. The Panthers have proven over time that they have what it takes to be winners both on and off of the court. Everyone at South Iron School District is very proud of each and every one of you. Again, good luck this basketball season to the South Iron Panthers from the entire faculty and staff at the South Iron School District.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show on Regional Radio.
This is Josh Harris, the owner of Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Remember, for all of your on-the-road, off-the-road, or on-the-water fun, come and see us, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington.
Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. Stop by and see Josh and the gang at Midwest Sports Center today on Walker Drive in Farmington. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, Can-Am, Spyder, and Sea-Doo. Like them on Facebook or shop them online at Midwest Sports Center. On the road, off the road, or in the water, Midwest Sports Center has it all.
Tonight, and it shows. Jada Brooks with four offensive rebounds in the second quarter, leading to eight of her 14 points to lead all scorers. Jada Brooks dominating Clearwater down low. She had two first quarter points, and then the second quarter came alive and helped stretch the South Iron halftime lead to 36-7. Clearwater is going to definitely need to come out on a 5-6-7-0 run to start the second half, just to feel good about maybe their chances of making a mounting a comeback. But right now, outlook a pretty bleak for the Tigers team as they're looking for some offense. Hallie Gooch and Cheyenne Burton, the only two to put the ball in the hoop tonight for Clearwater. And Cheyenne Burton with three, Hallie Gooch with four. For the South Iron Panthers, Michaela Ayers had 10 first half points. Ashley Micken, a 9-point first quarter, only two free throws in the second quarter as the Clearwater defense took away Ashley Micken in the offense, but then kind of forgot about Jada Brooks down low. And Jada Brooks actually outdoing her teammate in the second quarter in terms of points by quarter. So again, Micken had 9 in the first, Jada Brooks with 12 second quarter points. That's more than Ashley Micken has total points and more than Michaela Ayers has total points. And she did that in one quarter to Jada Brooks, 14 to lead all scorers. Dara Miller, the only other starter for South Iron to put a point on the board as she went 1 of 2 from the free throw line. So those are your first half stats. And it's 36-7 in favor of South Iron on the Gilster Mary Lee scoreboard. Don't forget, Gilster Mary Lee is hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Be sure to call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371 or go to gilstermarylee.com. We're going to step aside for a minute and a half, and when we come back, we'll reset the starting five for the Clearwater Tigers and the South Iron Lady Panthers. You're listening to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show in the Black River League Girls Championships. A championship this evening on J98. Be sure to stick around for Andy Humphrey's call of the Boys Championship, which features also the South Iron Panthers, led by Brock Wakefield, their star freshman guard. And they're going to be going up against the Ellington Whippets. That'll be our Boys Championship to follow this one here this evening between South Iron and Clearwater Girls. So again, we'll step aside for 90 seconds. When we come back, we'll get you set for second half action in the Black River League Championships on J98.
The city of Bunker would like to wish the Bunker Eagles the best of luck in the Black River League basketball tournaments. Great job on all the hard work and dedication you do on and off the court. The city of Bunker is proud of the Bunker Eagles and all they have accomplished. Keep up the great, great work. The city of Bunker is very proud of you. Go Eagles!
The Medical Center Pharmacy in Piedmont has been family-owned and operated for 3 decades. The Medical Center Pharmacy offers delivery in the area prompt and free of cost. When you need a pharmacy that cares how you're treated and knows your individual needs are number one, you need Medical Center Pharmacy, where they're big enough to serve your needs, yet small enough to still call you by name. That's Medical Center Pharmacy in Piedmont, serving all your pharmaceutical needs.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, Jason!
No, not Happy New Year. Well, yeah, I mean Happy New Year to you too, Clarissa.
But you mean Happy New Year to everyone out there in Radioland. I get it. Happy New Year, all!
Yes, and I want to celebrate and kick off 2018 the right way.
What'd you have in mind?
I say let's make some crazy deals on Husker mowers. I mean crazy low. Savings so big they're dropping like the ball on New Year's Eve. $1,000 off on some models.
Really? That big? Wow. Let's do it. Price is so low on Hustler mowers, we can't say it on air.
Hurry, this won't last long. We're going to make some deals and save you more money than you can ever imagine.
Happy New Year from all of us here at Fliggs Equipment. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family.
Fliggs Equipment, see us today in St. Genevieve and in Lettington. Or online 24/7 at Fliggs.com.
That's a wrap on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Show. We're starting the third quarter early as Micken lines a pass down low to Darren Miller, who is fouled on the, Callie Miller, who's fouled on the shot, and that was a pretty hard swipe by number 11, Rachel Rowald of the Clearwater Tigers. 36-7, your score, 7:39 to play in this third quarter. Matt Greenwood and Andy Humphrey with you. I'm in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Callie Miller misses her first free throw as Michaela Ayers and Jada Brooks chill in the backcourt, ready to set up their defense as Callie Miller rattles home the second free throw. So Callie Miller is on the scoreboard, and that means all five starters for Coach Graves and the South Iron Lady Panthers have put up at least 1 point. Three ball from the right side of the floor. Rachel Rowald, too strong, doesn't get the friendly roll, and Ashley Micken comes down with the board for South Iron. This third quarter, I have a pretty good feeling, it's all about extending this lead up to 40, 50 points and then getting in those reserves. Ayers, a long three ball, too strong. Dara Miller, offensive board, putback try, no good. Some good down low defense by the Tigers. Running the other way from right to left, Hallie Gooch settles for a mid-range jumper, missed it. Jada Brooks, another board, kicks it out to Micken on the run. Stops on the wing. Entry pass down low to Callie Miller is off of her left hand and out of bounds. And really, South Iron is at liberty, Andy, to kind of play any style of offense they want to with this 30-point lead.
They can be as patient as they want to be. And Clearwater, I think, to try and get back into it, they have to stay patient as well. They can't really fire up shots just when they first get the opportunity. They have to look for the best chances to try and find some points.
Ashley Micken, three ball from the right side of the floor. You betcha. 40-7. South Iron leading. Great start for Ashley Micken. Four threes on the night. This after Cheyenne Burton missed a floater front with a left hand off the side of the glass. So Clearwater quickly the other way. Hannah Johnson, her shot stuffed by Jada Brooks, who is easily the MVP of this game. And we're not even done yet, but Jada Brooks has two blocks, four offensive rebounds, and 14 points. Jada Brooks having herself quite a game, and as you mentioned, Andy, battling the flu for the past several days. Ayers from the charity stripe, her mid-range jumper there gets the friendly roll, and Ayers has 12 on the night. 42-7 the lead, 5:48 to play in this third quarter. 2-3 zone. Actually, a 3-2 extended zone by South Iron, covering the wings a little bit better than they did earlier. But that does leave some space down low, and trying to operate in that space is Rowald. She hits the deck as she puts up a shot and is fouled. That'll be the first foul by Ashley Micken. While we have a second here, let's thank some of our sponsors for the season. Missouri Highlands Healthcare, you can feel good about. Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, St. Genevieve, Herculaneum, and Crystal City. By State Farm Insurance, agent Eric Schweiss out of Farmington. Gilster Mary Lee Corporation, Mike Welker in Perryville, and Mineral Area College in Park Hills. First free throw is good from Rowald. Second free throw off the back iron, tries to chase it down. Who's it last touched by? It's last touched by Rowald. And as she gets up, Rowald, that long ponytail kicking back behind her head as she had watched it fall over her face on that scramble to the deck. That was a really long ponytail, Andy. Just saying. 5:23 to play from the right baseline. Dara Miller couldn't find a shot. Goes to Jada Brooks. Brooks kicks it to the wing on the far left side. Micken is short on the three ball. Clearwater operating right to left, crosses the timeline. Rowald steps into a jumper just inside the arc, and that one is no good. Rebound, Michaela Ayer. She wants to push it. Moves to the left side of the floor, puts up a tough shot between two Tiger defenders and hits the deck pretty good.
Yeah, seemed to be all right, but it could have been a lot worse as she fell down kind of face first, but didn't really hit her head on the ground right away, so it kind of softened the blow, and you're lucky that she's up and okay.
Floats the free throw. Up and in, so Ayers off to a good start in this third quarter, 13 points. Ashley Mick and her teammate with 14. Jada Brooks with 14 as well. Now Ayers has 14. So we've got three South Iron Lady Panthers with 14 points tonight. Ayers, Micken, and Brooks. We'll look out for the rest of this game to see who ends up with the most points in this championship in the Black River League tournament. Here's Clearwater down 44-8, up underneath the basket. Turn around at three-footer. Rowald stuffed by, I believe that was Riley Masters who's into the game. Ayers on the run, kicks it to Ashley Micken, and she's got her second three of the third quarter, fifth overall. And South Iron is going to get this one. 47-8 is the score. Loose ball on the missed shot by and a tie-up. Iron.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come CES and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Apologies for the technical difficulties, but a long two ball put up and in by Hallie Gooch of the Clearwater Tigers as they trail 49-10 in this Black River League Championship. Michaela Ayers, left side of the paint, and traveling is going to be the call before the shot. Clearwater looking to make this one look reasonable, but right now South Iron in command, up 39. Here's Rowald, left wide open on the near side wing, passes up the shot, goes to Burton in the corner. Burton with Micken on her, forced to give it back up to Rowald. Rowald dribbles across the charity stripe to the right side of the paint, passed it down low. A travel is not going to be called on the missed shot by the Clearwater Tigers. Quickly the other way, Ayers tries to get the assist to Micken on the corner three. Micken a little too strong. By the way, that was Bailey Gavondo for Clearwater who got away with traveling on the missed shot. And we have an errant pass by the Tigers. We'll go out of bounds in the corner. And it's South Iron basketball once more. Callie Miller checking back in for South Iron. And it will be Dara Miller to bring the ball up the floor. Bounce pass right side to Alexander. Dribbles across the charity stripe up top to Micken. Micken doesn't want the three. Instead, dribbles twice to her right, steps into a 15-footer from straight away, but comes up short. Cheyenne Burton the other way for Clearwater. Has that one bounced right off of her left thigh. And it will trickle out of bounds. And that's back-to-back possessions with a turnover by the Tigers. I think, Andy, what's important for Coach Cheryl Dean at this point is to let these girls know, you know what, we still got a season ahead of us, so don't lose focus. This is one bad game, but you got to keep your head up because we've got more to play. Here's a three ball. Hannah Alexander too strong from the wing. And going down to the deck is Riley Masters of South Iron and Rachel Rowald of Clearwater. And we're going to have a push foul called on Masters.
Well, and to further on that point, Matt, how they play and finish out this one also can show how they'll play for the rest of the year. They really don't want to give in the towel just yet. They want to play as hard as they can and find the best looks that they can find to try and claw back, but obviously it is pretty well out of reach at the moment, barring anything spectacular. So you do hope that they can try and keep the intensity up, even though they're down by a bunch.
Turnover by Clearwater. Missed shot from point-blank range. Dara Miller, and then bowling over Rachel Rowald was Riley Masters, and that's two quick fouls from Masters. Two personal. A timeout on the floor will go to the Clearwater Tigers. A minute 29 to play in this third quarter in the Girls Black River League Championship. 49-10, South Iron with the lead at this timeout. Brought to you by the Soap Lady Cleaning Products. Don't waste another penny on soap products. Call the Soap Lady today. Back in 30 on J98 with South Iron leading 49-10 over Clearwater in the Black River League Girls Championship.
McCormick and Ellington Telecom wish our area athletes the best of luck during this year's Black River League tournament. McCormick is your technology resource. Their staff is ready to assist you with business communications, IP-based solutions, fiber connectivity, computer networking, and more. Contact McCormick today. And good luck to the Ellington Whippets. From McCormick, your hometown connection. That's McCormick, your hometown connection.
Back in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth, Mineral Area College is your next step. I'm Matt Greenwood. Alongside me, Andy Humphrey. Third quarter action continues in the Black River League Championship on the girls' side of things. Minute 29 to play, South Iron 49 and Clearwater 10. Let's thank some of our sponsors before the inbound play. The Soap Lady and Bonterra, which all timeouts are brought to you by the Soap Lady. Also, Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton, as well as Comtree in Festus. Clearwater, they use the timeout. They have possession. Hannah Johnson, right block, bounces it off the foot of her defender, Masters, and it will stay Clearwater ball. An inbound from the deep baseline. The inbounder is Brittany Adams, who's been held scoreless in this game. And a nice entry pass to Cheyenne Burden, who worms her way through the Panther defense into the middle part of the plate, floats one up and in. Cheyenne Burden and the Tigers have five in this third quarter. 49-12 the score, South Iron in control. Micken goes left, crosses over right side, floater down low to Masters. That was a design play, and what do we have here? A tie-up, I assume, is called, yes. The baseline official calls tie-up, and that means Clearwater basketball. Moving from right to left are the Tigers. Right side of the floor, Gooch. Gooch to Rowald, baseline jumper from about 17 feet, no good. Rebound, Dara Miller pushes it up the floor, left side. Micken, three ball, rattles, and Ashley Micken, six threes on the night. She's got 20. Three ball from straightaway, airballed by the Tigers as Hallie Gooch comes up short. Boy, when she is on point, Andy, she is on point. Ashley Micken, six threes, plus two free throws, 20 points, 52-12 South Iron.
Yeah, and she had 20 last night, too, and on four three-pointers and was able to, you know, find that exact same spot. She really loves to shoot from the foul line extended on either side. She really has a sweet spot on either end of the floor.
There she is on the left side of the floor. Cross court pass to Alexander on the near side wing. Floats one up. Just got over a defender, Adams, but missed everything. And running up the floor, Gooch misses with a right hand layup. Rebound there for Bailey Givondo. And Clearwater unable to get a second or third shot up as the buzzer sounds. 52-12, South Iron, 8 minutes away from a Black River League championship in the girls' bracket. So stick around. We'll have those final 8 minutes coming up next on J98 The Boot.
Hi, this is Julie Berghaus. As a pharmacist who has lived and worked in the Parkland for over 25 years, I've had the chance to meet and serve some incredible people, and I want you all to know how honored I am that you have trusted me with your medication needs. I am thrilled to let you know that you can now find me at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, with locations in Deloge, Fredericktown, and Ironton, and opening very soon in Farmington in the Maple Valley area. I would love to continue taking great care of you. Go to parklandrx.com for more information and come see me soon.
The Gilster Mary Lee scoreboard reads 52-12 South Iron over Clearwater. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. You want to hear it again? 800-851-5371. You can also check them out at gilstermarylee.com. Start of the fourth quarter. South Iron in the front court set, operating left to right. Ayers from the top of the key puts one in the direction of Angel Hampton, back up top to Haley Pauly. As we'll start to see more reserves file in for South Iron with this 40-point lead, Ayers amongst about four or five Tigers down low. Tried to find Jada Brooks on the right block, but threw it behind her. And that's a turnover by the Panthers. Clearwater's defense down low has done the best they can, but Jada Brooks, a big force down there. Not much the Tigers can do on the offensive glass. But there's a nice baseline drive by number 12, Hallie Gooch. And she's able to get that floater to, or that layup to fall through. Here's Angel Hampton with it for South Iron to the top of the key for Ayers. Bounce pass over to Hampton. Hampton out of the corner, aligns one to the top of the circle for Haley Pauly. Pauly bounce pass left side, Angel Hampton. Hampton cross court to Ayers. Ayers, top of the key, puts her back into the defender. Couldn't find a shot, goes back to Pauly. Pauly bounce pass to the right corner for Ayers. So South Iron works the right side of the floor. Ayers goes up for a shot, and a charge is going to go against Michaela Ayers. Drawing that charge and not even hitting the deck was Rachel Rowald. 6.5 to play in this fourth quarter, 52-14, South Iron with the lead. Turnaround, 5-foot floater. A floating fader, I guess, is one way of describing it. Hallie Gooch gets another 2 points. 6:10 to play. Ayers with control of the ball goes to her left to Hampton. Hampton to the elbow. Jada Brooks down low to Olivia Barnes, and Barnes lost possession of it and then picks up a foul. So a turnover by South Iron. And the Panthers haven't gotten up a good shot in this fourth quarter. 3 turnovers.
Yeah, they've been a little stagnant and unable to find the soft spots in the zone from Clearwater. And, you know, you wonder if, you know, some of the players that have been on the bench for most of the game are just trying to find their groove out there with the rest of some of the first-team players. And, you know, it does take a little bit of a while, but they still have a very comfortable lead and can be patient.
Angel Hampton tips a 3-point shot by Cheyenne Burton. Ball trickles out of bounds. It will stay Clearwater basketball. 5:10 to go. Lob pass to the wing. Cheyenne Burton brings it in. Hampton, an excellent one-on-one defender, forces Burton to give it up. They'll swing it around to the Tigers. A baseline jumper from just inside the arc is a little too strong. A scramble for the loose ball. Hampton comes away with it. Scoops it up to Ayers. Ayers running the floor. Really didn't have any great open options. Found Pauly. Pauly back over to Ayers. Now Ayers dribbles with the left side. No look pass to her right for Jada Brooks. Goes up top to Hampton. 3 ball. She was bumped. No call. Missed the shot. Jada Brooks offensive rebound put back. And it's good. And the foul. Jada Brooks. Man, she is tough on the glass. 5 offensive boards for Jada Brooks. And yeah, she's got 18.
It's led to a lot of chances for South Iron. And it did in the semifinal round as well against a tough Lesterville side. And Jada Brooks We've mentioned it time and time again, what a fighter she has been in this tournament so far with the minutes that she has played.
She does convert the and one, and with the running clock, it's 55-16 South Iron. A missed jumper by the freshman Grace Peppers from the left side of the floor as Clearwater moves right to left. South Iron left to right on her radio dials. Here's Hampton crossing the timeline. She gets a chance to bring the ball up the floor. Goes to Ayers, who launches it up from three range. No good. Short, as a matter of fact. And Clearwater gets the rebound. Hallie Gooch dribbles the ball up the floor, right side of the floor, forced to give it up. And here's a three-ball try off the window from Grace Peppers. Brittany Adams looking for her first assist of the night, but does not get it. So South Iron in the front court now. Hampton to Ayers. Down low to Brooks. Takes on three Tiger defenders. Jada Brooks off the glass and in. Five in the fourth, seven in the second half. 21 total for Jada Brooks. She's looking pretty good to be our player of the game, and we'll decide that in the next 3:05. Jumper from the left side, short by Gooch. A scramble for the loose ball on the floor, and I believe a tie-up is going to be called. And we've got ourselves a line swap for South Iron. Clearwater can't do a full one because they've got nine players instead of 10. So there is going to be a starter that remains on the floor. It's Cheyenne Burton for Clearwater, but we've got a whole new set for South Iron. Haley Pauly, Hannah Alexander, Riley Masters, Alyssa Malone, and the girl who just picked up an assist, Alyssa Malone. The shot good from number 10, Zoe Griffith. And Griffith with her own little cheering section here. 59-16 South Iron, 2:08 to play in the fourth. Floater from the baseline, too strong by Brittany Adams. And what do we have here? I believe a loose ball foul on South Iron, yes. We are courtside, so sometimes we get a little interference from the officials. And Masters picking up that personal foul. So, you know, we do our best to kind of peek around here and there, but sometimes we miss a few things. But Andy right on top of it. So good job, Andy, to find out that Masters picked up the foul. That's her fourth. Clearwater with possession. Cheyenne Burton floater from middle part of the paint. No good. And there are, out of 10 girls on the floor, eight of them all right next to the basket. I don't know how the official picked out a person that picked up a foul there, but they did, and it's Cheyenne Burton to the free throw line for two. First free throw from Burton, no good. Running clock puts us at 60 seconds left. Second free throw is good from Cheyenne Burton. So with the running clock, South Iron will probably try to pass it around for the final possession. It's the South Iron Lady Panthers that are your Black River League 2018 tournament champs. They lost last year to Van Buren 39-33, but this year they're going to get the job done, as getting fouled on the pass attempt was Haley Pauly. And with only four team fouls, no free throws coming for South Iron, 20 seconds to go, Pauly, after receiving the foul, will inbound it for the Panthers. Bounce pass to the left block for Masters. Pushed off the shot, or beg your pardon, Alyssa Malone. Pushed off the shot, no good. Clearwater with the rebound, running the other way. Hallie Gooch gets past the South Iron defender. Floats one up from the right side from 3 feet away, no good. Whistle blows as the ball went out of bounds, and buzzer will sound. The South Iron Lady Panthers, your Black River League girls champions. And they'll add that to the trophy case of trophies for the 2017-2018 season. And the final score here, 59-17. Clearwater drops to 6-7. South Iron improves to 15-4. We'll step aside for 1 minute, and we'll have ourselves a quick postgame show. It's the Home Pools and Spas postgame show coming up in 1 minute on J98 The Boot.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key. But how to get started? Come see us and check out mineralarea.edu. With personal counseling, financial aid options, advising, and tutoring, we'll help you achieve success in your classes and offer opportunities for career planning and placement. Expand your mind, your skills, and your paycheck. Because Mineral Area has got to be your next step.
Hi, this is Joe Penno, assistant coach for the Mineral Area College basketball team. Choosing the Soap Lady cleaning product is as easy as a layup. That's why we use her products on our uniforms.
Hi, my name is Briley Palmer, and I'm the assistant women's coach at Mineral Area College. And after a hard day on the court, I like to rebound with the Soap Lady's laundry pod.
Score a three-pointer with the Soap Lady cleaning supplies. Call me, Cheryl Sneed, at 573-747-6166. Find a distributor in your area at thesoapladycleaningsupplies.com.
We know you're out there. We know you have the skills. We know you have the tools. We are just waiting for you to apply.
Gilster Mary Lee's hiring Class A CDL drivers and CDL graduates. Benefit package, pay by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation, holiday bonuses, and insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-5371. Online at gilstermarylee.com.
Welcome into the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Matt Greenwood, Andy Humphrey with you. The Black River League girls champions are the South Iron Lady Panthers out of Annapolis, Missouri. A final score of 59-17 over the Clearwater Tigers. Home Pools and Spas postgame. Make your backyard a paradise with an above-ground or in-ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Ludington. Go online at homepoolsandspas.net. Let's get to your Bloomsdale Bank stats of the game. We'll begin with the Clearwater Tigers. Three scores: Cheyenne Burton, six. Hallie Gooch with 10. Rachel Rowald with one. For the South Iron Lady Panthers, we had three girls tied at 14 points late in the third quarter. We thought, let's see who's going to take the cake, the whole cake there, and finish at the top of the scoring table. And it will go to Jada Brooks. 21 points for Jada Brooks, 14 in the first half after a 12-point second quarter. She just beats out Ashley Micken, who had 20 on the night, and Michaela Ayers third in scoring with 14. Of the other two starters, Callie Miller, Dara Miller, they each shared 1 point. And Zoe Griffith off the bench, a nice round of applause for her from her little cheering section here as she got 2 points inside of a minute for the South Iron Lady Panthers. So that is your Bloomsdale Bank scoring. Play of the game brought to you by Unico Bank, homegrown, locally owned, and locally operated for you. See your local Unico Bank today in Farmington, Park Hills, Potosi, Irondale, and Deloge, or go online at unicobank.com. And your your Unico Bank play of the game, I'm going to go to a point in the second quarter when Michaela Ayers took a rebound on a missed Clearwater two-point shot. She ran up the floor, took it all by herself, was able to work her way into two Tiger defenders, put up a shot as she was fading out of bounds to the right, put up a shot, drew some physical contact, got the shot to go, and then was able to convert from the free throw line. So that is your Unico Bank play of the game to Michaela Ayers. And real quickly, the Patsy's Furniture player of the game. You'll love to shop at Patsy's, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. Your player of the game, Jada Brooks, 6 offensive rebounds, 21 points, and a couple of blocks to boot. So Jada Brooks, our Patsy's Furniture player of the game. We've got Ellington South Iron boys basketball in the Black River League Championships for tonight on J90. That's coming up in just a couple minutes with Andy Humphrey, and we'll step aside as it's a wrap here for the girls' side. South Iron 59, Clearwater 17. The Panthers heading back to Annapolis with a first-place trophy from the Black River League Championship. We'll be back with more coverage of the championships in just a little bit on J98 The Boot.
It's a big wide world out there, and to compete in the job market, education is key.